WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Pfizer says kid-sized doses of its COVID vaccine are safe and nearly 91% effective at preventing infections in elementary school children. Details of the study have been posted online today as U.S. regulators consider opening vaccinations to kids ages 5 to 11. The shots could begin early next month if the FDA authorizes the low-dose shot. The CDC then will make the final recommendations on who should receive them. Gas prices have surged 12 cents in New Jersey over the last week and are averaging $3.42 for regular. Tracy Noble of AAA Mid-Atlantic does not expect the trend to reverse itself soon.
And now as we're coming into the winter months and people are starting to think about fuel oil, that is going to keep that elevated price of crude oil. So there's no relief in the short term.
The average price of gas is up nearly 20 cents in New Jersey since September 30th. That's slightly more than an 18-cent jump across the country. Tragedy on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust. Authorities say the actor fired a prop gun on the movie set in the desert in Santa Fe, New Mexico, killing his cinematographer. The director also wounded. A spokesperson says there was an accident on the set involving the misfire of the prop gun with blanks. Though a charge without a metal projectile is unlikely to kill at a moderate distance. Baldwin has been seen outside the sheriff's office in tears. The number of New Jersey jobs are not where they were pre-pandemic, but early estimates show 9 consecutive months of job growth in the Garden State. The Labor Department stats show New Jersey's unemployment rate now stands at 7.1%, down from 7.2% in August. The private sector is reporting a growth of nearly 12,000 jobs, and the public reporting a growth of over 9,500. Business down the shore and a great rebound this past summer. Stockton University business professor Michael Busler says after tourism dipped in 2020 because of the pandemic, revenue was up about 10% this summer compared to 2019, and things would have been even better except for supply chain disruptions.
Home builders had trouble getting materials. A number of restaurants that I talked to told me, too, that they had some trouble getting some of the things that they normally get. Seafood seemed to be a little bit of a problem for some of the restaurants.
He adds many merchants are also predicting a strong shoulder season for the rest of this fall into the winter. Download our free app. Sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Cooler autumn air returns to New Jersey. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 is throwing a house party tonight at 7.
On the radio.
Join us for Jersey's biggest house party.
Hi, it's Big Joe Henry, and I'll be playing your favorite party songs by request all night long. Call me at 1-800-283-1015 or hit me up on our station app.
Kick off your weekend with Big Joe Henry's House Party starting at 7 tonight on New Jersey 101.5.
1.5, 10:04, time for fast traffic.
Well, it looks like the volume has died down for the morning rush, but we've got a couple incidents out there still causing stop-and-go traffic, starting off on 287. If you're northbound heading up to Montville right now, it's a crash after exit 47. And also on the westbound side of Route 78 heading out to White House Station, you've got a wreck at exit number 24, so seeing some brake lights here heading into Hunterdon County. We've also got construction slowdowns in Bridgewater. It's on 22 eastbound back out to Route 202, 206. And expect to see some slowdowns on 280 westbound. Getting better as you head into Harrison. A crash cleared away by exit 17, but still thinning out a bit. We've got stop and go in Lakewood on Route 9, both ways out by 88. For the most part, the parkway looks pretty good around Monmouth and Ocean. Although the other issue in Ocean County is in Toms River, it's on westbound Route 37 at Bananier Drive. It is emergency road work. They've got a right lane shut down. Crossings, we've thinned out pretty nicely. Under 5 minutes to leave New Jersey. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 10:18. I'm Jeff Fromm on New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey Radio.
Oh, my God, you guys just made my day.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Autumn air has returned to New Jersey, so today will end up about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. But we're still running about 5 degrees above normal for late October. So not a bad day here. Mixed sunshine and cloud cover. Maybe a stray shower or sprinkle as the day goes on. High temperatures upper 60s to around 70 degrees. More clouds roll in tonight. It'll be cool but not too cold with lows around 50. And then tomorrow we face a few rain showers, especially through the first half of the day and especially in the northern half of the state. It'll be unsettled with lots of cloud cover. Highs tomorrow come down to the lower 60s. Sunday promises to be the nicer, brighter, drier day of the weekend. Partly sunny and seasonable with highs in the mid-60s. There is a chance of rain Sunday night for North Jersey. Monday we soar into the 70s, but another chance of rain developing late on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Currently, it's 63 in Newark, Helmetta 62, Hackettstown 58.
New Jersey 101.